one than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Congress has till the end of the day Friday to avoid disrupting work and services for millions of federal workers. CBS's Skylar Henry is on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy worked through the weekend and is optimistic about a breakthrough, though a handful of hardline conservatives say they're not interested in backing a stopgap measure, as the GOP-led House failed to reach a consensus on a short-term funding bill several times last week. Democrats say they've held up their end of the bargain.
Some big sticking points include funding for Ukraine and disaster relief. Ophelia's weakened to a post-tropical storm, but it's still causing problems in the Northeast. CBS's Astrid Martinez has that story.
Tens of thousands of people along the East Coast are still without power. After dealing with 24 hours of destructive winds, heavy rain, and severe flooding, in Virginia, a state of emergency was declared. Overnight in North Carolina, roads were submerged. More than 40 car accidents reported in Raleigh.
No one was killed there, but a tree did fall on a car, landing the driver in a hospital. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, says his city is now reaching a breaking point over border crossings, with as many as 8,000 migrants coming into the U.S. every day. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
At the root of it all is a mass displacement of people due to political and economic crises. More than 7 million Venezuelans have left their homeland in recent years, many heading to Central and North America.
Mexico says it's agreed to deport some of these migrants from northern cities to help combat the sharp rise. The writer's strike in Hollywood could end at any moment. The Writers Guild and studios have been negotiating all weekend and are now in their final phase of an agreement. Meantime, auto workers have now walked off the job in 20 states. Wayne State University business professor Merrick Masters weighed in on negotiations.
As long as the union isn't insistent upon getting retiree health care, defined benefit pension plans, and a 32-hour work week per se, then I think that all of the parties can come to an agreement.
The auto strike's in its second week.
Touchdown. I repeat, DDL.
NASA's OSIRIS-REx released a capsule containing the biggest sample of an asteroid to date. Dante Loretto was the mission's principal investigator.
Not only did we bring this mission in on schedule, under budget, and delivered more science than we had even thought was possible with the encounter with Bennu, but we think we've got a lot of sample in that science canister, and we can't wait to crack into it.
Bennu is the name of the asteroid. The sample landed in Utah today after a seven-year journey. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Making an impact.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Herbal Aspect, cannabis elevated, 3 Madison locations. And you can shop online at Ignite or at herbalaspect.com. Herbalaspect.com. Let's do some Kelsey Miles for the 8 o'clock double dip. Save My Soul on Max Inc. Radio.
Strings, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light.
change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
You felt the same.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. That's a double dip of Kelsey Miles there. And Fool, that's brand new Kelsey. Save My Soul before that. Kelsey's new album and new EP is super awesome. You can check out right now on her Facebook page. I think it's KelseyMilesMusic.com. That'll get you there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We send her our best, your original local music until midnight tonight. We got Drivatron in the Devil's Lair tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com to get more information about them. Appreciate their support with the Devil's Lair. Drivatron, super excited to have Paul in the studio playing live. Plus, Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock, Rocker. We have a special guest. We're going to get him on at 8:30, but we got things to do and people to see. Frank from work is in the studio. Yo. Hey, Frank, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. You guys just had a show tonight, right?
Yeah, well, I just had had an Old Oak show, so that's my acoustic project. So I played at a birthday. I almost called it a wedding, but it was just a birthday party.
Just a birthday party.
Over on the lake, right?
Over on the lake on East Gorham. It was beautiful. It was incredible weather, awesome Madison vibe, and just cranking out like 40 acoustic songs. So
that's awesome, man. What's new with Old Oaks? Are you guys doing any other shows in the area at all?
Yeah, actually, this Tuesday, we're playing with Cat and the Hurricane at the Burr Oak. Cat and the Hurricane and Thelma and Old Oaks duo. So that'll be Daniel Hashke on saxophone and flute and myself. Nice. Yeah, that's coming up just this Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you guys have an EP out, Old Oaks?
Yeah, Old Oaks has like a live cut album, and then we've got a full band album that we recorded at just down the street here.
Sure. I think I have one song, Old Oaks, The Way.
Oh, yeah, that's from the first album, so that's pretty live. That's just the duo, Daniel and I.
I'll have to get that
We'll have to send that one your way.
Hook us up, man.
Yeah,
hook us up.
We will.
Dude, work is blowing up, Rocker. They're touring. They got some new music coming out. I love how you're teasing everything.
Yeah.
The new album, it's called Revolution.
Yeah, it can be, you can take it however you want. So the R is in a parenthesis. So yeah. You could say R Evolution or Revolution. So the R Evolution kind of concept came for us because the band, you know, these songs started being recorded in 2021 when we were a 7-piece. And then they continue to be recorded all the way through some live cuts that we took from this summer, which was us as a 6-piece, but with a different keyboard player, Brandon Jensen from, he's also in the Mascot Theory. But yeah, so it's kind of like our evolution and sound, but also the songs are kind of evocative and really pointed occasionally at, you know, political stuff. So
anything in particular?
Well, I'm just thinking of like Ignition, where it's just like, yeah, you know, we have this heavy song because the world and the country felt like it was really grinding in 2020. So, yeah, I mean.
Is that where most of the songwriting came from, was during the pandemic and the shutdowns and 2020 and stuff?
Yeah, actually, I would say that. Mostly. Most of this batch of tunes were originally being cooked up in that time. Okay. And so, yeah, they also really range in how they're like what their topic is. Like I said, okay, maybe our evolution is for the band and revolution is like kind of like what we hope songs like Ignition inspire. But then the overall topic is kind of like changing over time because like we have songs that are going to be coming out like Analog, where it's like just like kind of like Funk Day. It's just like a funk party. We're going back to Analog. We're just like making it real and really kind of gritty funk, which is obviously like not the same as Ignition. It's a whole different topic.
That song is to get the people booties moving.
Yeah, totally. So
where was this recorded, or did you guys do it yourselves?
This was recorded with Jake at Paradigm Productions. Except for the two live takes. One of the live takes is from our Terrace show, our UW Memorial Union Terrace this summer, and then the other live take is a was from the next day up at Driftless Music Festival in Viroqua.
You've all played a number of shows over the summer. Was there a memorable show this summer that you all played?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great shows in there. The Terrace is always a blast on a nice night, and we got lucky that the weather was good, and it was just a good, great party out there. Driftless Music Gardens is always great, so we were there for People Fest this year, which sold out, so that was epic.
I want to go. I've got August next year scheduled on my calendar. I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I feel guilty that I've not been to Driftless Gardens yet. I've heard so much about it.
And while we're talking about highlights, I do have to also shout out Mile of Music was up in Appleton. Mm. It's just cool because those sets are all original music.
Right.
And we just played an absolutely packed house at Appleton Beer Factory. And it's cool that people get down that hard to just a bunch of funk music that's being written in Wisconsin, you know.
Mile Music is growing so fast. That's such an awesome festival up there. Another one I need to circle on my calendar, Rocker.
Now, you guys have some release parties coming up for your new album.
Yep.
And that's going to be at the High Noon on October 21st, so that's the closest one. And then in November, you're going to be in Milwaukee and also Appleton at the Beer Factory. Milwaukee is going to be at the Opie Brewery. You guys are playing a lot of breweries.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking going on, putting out these albums.
We like our beer. Yeah, it's Ope Brewing. Like very Wisconsin-y. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably shouldn't be listening to the Charlie Barron show. I would have heard that.
And then, I think I missed this one when I was talking to you a moment ago, Rocker, but we're also playing the Midwest Music Fest in La Crosse early in November. I think that's November 4th. So, yeah, we're going to be headed out around the state, and we're going to be in Minnesota as well. I think we're going to be at Goodview or something near Winona.
Nice.
So yeah, we're getting out there. We're going to have a blast playing this new music. And
on the post you all posted about you coming here tonight, you're standing in front of a little short bus. Is that your tour bus?
Oh yeah. So it was our tour bus that weekend. It's currently being worked on and converted. Okay. So it's our tour bus
so it's truly a short bus.
Yeah. It's a shuttle bus and it's currently being kind of reworked into a house on wheels thing. So that doesn't work as good as a 6-piece band tour bus as just a shuttle bus does. Yeah.
You need a full school bus for that.
Yeah.
I saw you guys, we had Cat and the Hurricane on just last week and we were talking, they were saying, gosh, we were up for this big award for the Mamas and we were nominated against Work and they're good friends. And they won. Talk about competing with Cat and the Hurricane, and you work with them so much.
I love
those
folks.
And you guys have won plenty of Mom Awards already.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they've been totally crushing it. They're an awesome band with a great message. They're all very nice people.
They are friendly, aren't
they? I'm really excited. Like I said, Old Oaks is playing with them this upcoming Tuesday to kick off their tour. Yeah. And so it's just cool to be in the same scene as people that you like, you respect, they're putting out good music. They totally deserve to be the artist of the year. So, I was blown away by Work getting that previous years. I was like, wow, that's awesome. I'm glad people really like our music. Cause I think the Madison scene has a lot of good stuff to offer. So
tons of people. That's why we're here on Saturday nights, Frank.
Yeah.
Not just Madison, but across the state of Wisconsin. Frank from Work is with us. New album is coming out. Is it officially Our Revolution or Revolution, or is it up for interpretation?
You can say Revolution or Our Evolution. Up to you.
All right. Well, okay.
Revolution is probably what most people will say. I would guess, but
yeah, we'll go with Revolution. We've been playing Ignition for quite a while. You all dropped that single.
Yep,
a while ago. But this first song that I want to play is called Embers off the new album.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard this song yet. I'm super excited to hear it. Tell us about it.
So this one is, the lyrics were written by a friend of mine, Sean Koval. So this is our first time ever. It was a cool collaboration between him and I where I wrote the music part to, essentially a song that he had already written all the lyrics and motifs to. I think this is a pretty wide ranging song. It has some like reggae vibes. I really like the horn line in the verse. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of light and bouncy, very heavy on the imagery. And so I feel like but the message is not necessarily clear. So, people can kind of interpret it however they want, which is fun to write music to.
And real quick, any videos coming out to support the songs or just the album release? Or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, the album release is coming out, but we will definitely we've got video stuff to work with, if that makes sense. Like, we've got the video, but we've got to make it into a video. But yeah,
you guys are awesome.
It'll be coming out. We're working on it. Yeah.
And by the way, if you're new to this, it's WURK when you search for work.
Yep.
To download their music and connect with them. Frank, thank you so much for coming
in
tonight. Appreciate
you. My pleasure.
This is a brand new song debuted here on Max Inc. Radio right now. It's called Embers from Work. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
But the hands don't move, waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Chorus wrapped its coils around my head, a snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Took me in its beak and then it all went dark now.
Civic Media. That's Work and Ignition. Embers before that. That was a brand new track off the new album coming. It's being released on November 10th at the Oak Brewing Company. That's up in, where is that? That's in Wanakee, I think. Or no, it's West Allis. West Allis. There you go. That party's with Kid Elephant. And that's going to be a cool show if you're out there. Plus, keep an eye on Work on the socials. And thanks for Frank for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. Coming up in the next half hour, we got brand new music from Alternative Radio. We'll do some Secret Menu. We got P-Mad and Simple Company that sent us music. We'll do that next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Talk about state and local politics,
but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Weekdays from 10 till noon
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brand new music now came to us at music@civicmedia.us. You can go to maxincradio.com to get all the information too. The band is called Simple Company. Here's the song Minimum Wage on Max Inc. Radio.
Different, but that's okay.
dinosaurs.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is P-Mad, little P, capital N, Mad. P-Mad. The name of the song is called Sword. They sent some music to Max Inc. Radio at gmail.com. Actually, make that maxincradio.com. There's a link to send your music there. Simple Company before that, Minimum Wage. They're a cool band out of Southwest Wisconsin. They also sent in some music. It was a really cool song. Thanks for sending the music, and we love playing new music. Just go to maxincradio.com to get all the details on how to get us your music. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up in just a couple minutes with Drivatron. Paul Vesh is here doing a solo set. Super looking forward to that. Max and Kevy coming up after 10 o'clock. Right now, it's Secret Menu in 18.
The ceiling is 3 a.m. Right next to a lover or next to a friend. I don't know. We fall asleep, start over again, making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Pocket.
pocket.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happening, this life is changing. Another
That is Pink Halo, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Live in the Devil's Lair with Drivatron just around the corner. Right now, brand new, 7,000 apart. And Runaway, Max Inc. Radio.
No one ever really wants to be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and to stay. No one ever really wants to be up to slate. No one ever, no one ever.
Radio, radio for the people.
A one, a two, a Milwaukee. I said a four, a five. I don't wanna be alive. Yeah, the girls dress like boys here in the city. Yeah, the nightlife is dead here in this town. There ain't much left. Stay, but I don't wanna go. But you leave me no choice. A
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It makes me smile.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.